That this is open communion. As long as you're a believer, we encourage you to participate with us. The men will pass the bread, take a piece, pass it on, and then as soon as everyone has been served, we will partake of the Lord's Supper together, and then we'll do the same with the cup. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory streaming from heaven afar, heavenly silent night, holy night, Son of God, loves your light, beam from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming. Would just take a moment and thank the Lord for this beautiful time. We can first of all remember Him and also enjoy our families being together for this weekend. The message to Mary when the angel appeared to her was, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." To Joseph, the message was similar. "Fear not, Joseph, to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." He will save by his sacrifice. The same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. He broke it, gave it to his disciples, and he prayed. "Father, we thank you for these precious moments as we remember the purpose for which our Savior came into the world. It was not that he might come as a king the first time, but rather as a lamb, as the spotless, perfect, sinless Lamb of God to be slain. A choice that you made even before the world began in eternity past. We stand amazed to even try to comprehend it, Father. How great is your love for us. And we thank you for these moments and remember in the midst of all of the busy activities of this night and tomorrow that you came. And the great mystery is that you took flesh and you walked among us and you gave your life for us. We don't understand it, but we pause to say thank you. And then he took the bread and he said, "You take this and eat it in remembrance of me." I don't think you need your hymn books for this one. O little town of Bethlehem. It's number 141 if you do need to cheat a little.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, a silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim thy holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently, how silently. God imparts to human hearts their blessings of his head. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, but dear Christ enters in. Holy child of Bethlehem, thee sent to us, pray, cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
A little chorus that you all know well is "His Name is Wonderful," number 101. His name shall be great.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. All
Likewise, our Savior, after he was finished with the bread, then he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this cup of death that you took on our behalf. We remember the struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane when you prayed, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." We thank you that you were willing to go through with your death voluntarily and lay down your life for us. And we're reminded that greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So again, we thank you and we worship and adore you. And then he said, "You take this cup," to his disciples, "and you drink it. This is a new covenant that I establish with my own blood. And this will do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." There's a little chorus that you know. It's "He is Lord," number 105. But in our new hymn book, it has some words that have been put to it. And there are three verses. What we will do is verse 1. And then without the chorus, we will do verse 2. And then the chorus. And then verse 3. And the chorus. And then we're going to conclude by having Connie sing, "O Holy Night." You may not know this, so I'll try to help you on it as we go through verse 1. Emptied of his glory, God became a man to walk on earth in ridicule and shame. A ruler, yet a servant, a shepherd, yet a lamb, a man of sorrows, agony, and pain. Verse 2. Humbled and rejected, beaten and despised, upon the cross the Son of God was slain. Just like a lamb to slaughter, a sinless sacrifice, but by his death his loss became our gain. He is Lord. Of life and glory was lifted over all. Now earth and heaven echoes with a cry. He is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead and he is Lord. Every knee
appeared, and the soul felt its worth. a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Truly taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, ever, ever praise him.
The chorus that we love to conclude our communion services with, and it's a good one to join hands to the people next to you and across the aisle. Lord, we praise you. Alleluia. We appreciate your coming tonight, and we hope that you'll have a very good time with your families following this evening. Lord, we praise you. Alleluia. 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 You are worthy. Alleluia. You are worthy. Alleluia. You are worthy, alleluia. You are worthy, alleluia. You are coming, alleluia. You are coming, alleluia. You are coming. Alleluia. You are coming. Alleluia. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And Merry Christmas to you.